we did vote to move forward with a market rate facility by giving the Stenzel Group, they're the developers that put up the flats on 21 out there last summer. The council gave the Stenzel Group due diligence to take 6 months to get their, you know, kind of a financing in order, or the site plans in order, and get back to us. They would be, as we had three projects before us, we had a low to moderate income project that came before this one. We tabled that to give the private market a couple, you know, more time to follow through with proposals. We got two proposals came in, so we addressed those yesterday in a closed session, and what we came out of that closed session with was a vote to move the Stenzel Group to give them that due diligence period. They're thinking that if everything goes right, they would have a shovel in the ground by August at the earliest and November at the latest of this year. So this would be the quickest of all three projects to get something going on. They're looking at an 80 to 90 unit apartment complex ranging from studio apartments to one bedrooms to two bedrooms. Very market rate, but with higher end finishes, solid surface countertops and solid floors, solid surface flooring. And they're talking what would be a sky lounge. I don't know that I know exactly what a sky lounge is, John, but it comes up on the upper floor. We're looking Mill Pond and downtown. They would have an indoor facility and outdoor facility that they call a sky lounge. So that's something Austin doesn't have. It's unique to us. But I'm very pleased to get something in the market rate in that. We're not forgetting about our low to moderate income. We've assured council and then the citizens of Austin that our next project that we will focus on will get that Three Rivers, hopefully keep that relationship going to turn them on to some other locations close to downtown for a low to moderate income housing to be in the next year or two to get those applications in.